There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Shosh Hashachu, regarding the halakha of Shomei HaKohanim. Shomei HaKohanim means that basically they kiddush. Everyone's chayiv in kiddush Friday night. Both men and women. Why a woman chayiv in kiddush? Isn't it a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? You only could do the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos. What greater mitzvah saseh shazman grama? So Gemara says you're right. It is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. But this is an exception to the rule. Why is it an exception to the rule? So the Gemara in Brachas tells us on Chaf Amud Beis, because it says Zocha v'Shamar in the Aseres Adibros, and the Gemara makes the drasha, Kosha Yeshnu b'Shmira, Yeshnu b'Zachir. Whoever's included in keeping Shabbos is included in the mitzvah making Kiddush. As well as what women are, Chayev and Kiddush v'Kuli Alma, and Chayev and Kiddush min HaTorah. So generally, one person makes kiddush. Everyone listens. That's midin shamei hakohanim. So, the question is: do we say shamei hakohanim if you don't understand what you're hearing? So everyone agrees if you understand what the person's saying, then you yotze. The shaila is whatever if you're not, because the poskim talk about in general the difference between lashon hakodesh and shaar lashona. So. That we assume that when you do something yourself, so if you do it b'cholosh, if you do it in lashon hakodesh, so therefore even if you don't understand it, yotze. But if you're going to read something in English and you only understand French, then it's a no-go. Or any other language, France, and you don't know English, that's the general rule. However, what about, so that's bishoma, that's me. If I don't understand Hebrew, and I read it. But let's say someone else doesn't. So let's say I'm making Kiddush. So I don't understand every word of Kiddush, but I'm Yotze because that's the Lach, I'm reading it. But other people in the crowd who don't understand it, so are they Yotze? Do we say Shomei HaKohanim on something you don't understand? So Rashi writes, yes. And what's the raya we see from Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, that there are different parts of the Megillah that no one understands, and yet we say it's still considered Shomei HaKohanim. As the Rashi says, it applies by all halakas, Megillah, Kiddush, Havdalah, that as long as you hear it, even if you don't understand it, you're Yotze Shomei HaKohanim. And Tosis disagrees. He agrees to Megillah, because that's the Gemara. In other words, Megillah is the rule. So Rashi says, we learn from Megillah, just like it works, my Megillah works for everything. Tosfos says, no, Megillah is the exception to the rule. Outsalz persumi nisa, so then maybe you could be Yotze, but Stamazoi, but doing Kiddush Havdalah, one cannot Yotze by hearing Shomei HaKohanim. So in Chassidus, circle. So usually in many people, one person makes Kiddush, Rov Hadras Melech, and everyone listens. So according to this, that's a good minhag if everyone understands. So according to Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to understand. Either the minhag olam is like Rashi, but if you go like Tosfos, then you have to understand. So the Mishnah Berurah has a Chumrah, he thinks it's the Halacha. He recommends that during Kiddush, for those who don't understand Kiddush, so he assumes everyone understands the beginning parts and the end. But whatever, it doesn't make a difference. If you don't understand Kiddush, he recommends reading softly to yourself, so therefore, because Shomei HaKohanim won't work with you. So that's a general shaila. By Megillah, it's not an issue, because the Gemara, we see from the Gemara, it's good. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in general, whether you say Shomei HaKohanim for the person who's listening who doesn't understand. So the person making Kiddush or the person doing it, so Lashon HaKodesh works like magic, even if you don't understand. But for the other person, Rashi says it still works, like we learn off of Megillah. Tosfos says it doesn't work, and the Mishnah Berurah writes the Chumrah by Kiddush that you should say certain parts softly. See, by Kriyas HaMegillah, to have a meaning like that, that might be a problem, because then you'd not be Yotze. If you just, in other words, by Parsha Zachar, to read it by yourself, that some had a meaning like that. The others say it's a problem because then you're not being yosi mitoch haksav. If we assume that the mitzvah of zachar, like Tosfos says, it's not enough zechira bepeh, but you got to do a mitoch haksav. So if you're reading it from your chumash, that might be an issue. That's a chumra also. Some have in chassidish circles, but pashas, I think Avadji Yosef writes, it could be more, cause more problems than good. So therefore, we assume either you understand it, or we go to like Rashi. So, but that's the issue. As a general qual, do you apply the principle? Do you say you're shomea if you're only hearing it by shofar? You're only hearing a sound, so everyone hears the sound. But by mitzvahs that involve words, then you don't understand them all. Do you have to do them yourself, or could you fulfill shomei akone? Rashi says it is shomei akone. Tosfos says perhaps it's not.